Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to another reality show. I'm your host, Golden Hawk, and we're going to have a really, really interesting show tonight. Just so everybody knows, the first hour is like it says in the front of the episode. I have Meryl Tahani.
Yes,
that correct?
That is correct.
Meryl Tahani, and we're going to be discussing the Maitreya work and transmission meditation, which is a type of meditation where the masters are involved. We're going to get all into that for the first hour. My second hour, Rochelle Sparrow is scheduled to be here today. Rochelle has had a tremendously heartbreaking experience. Her sister died yesterday. She has graciously told me she does want to come on the show and take calls, but I want to honor that if she decides not to show, what we're going to do is Meryl has another appointment at 6 o'clock, so we can just keep the whole conversation going about what we get started with the transmission and just see where, you know, kind of play it by ear and see where the show goes. So I just wanted everyone to know that that's here to hear Rochelle, what her situation is, and that there's a potential that she might not make the show, because I left her a message saying, please don't feel obligated. I clearly honor the space that she's in. Okay, but first, transmission, a meditation for the new age. First, Meryl, welcome to the show.
Why, thank you. Pleasure
to
be
welcome.
Here.
Welcome. Now, okay, so let's kind of briefly go over Maitreya and the true grasp of who Maitreya is and what, and then kind of get our way into transmission meditation.
Okay. Let me start by explaining, if you don't mind, I have a kind of another mindset to this that will answer to that and make this very clear. Is that okay?
Oh, please.
Okay. Since we've already announced that this talk is about transmission meditation, just to make clear what we mean by that,
okay.
Most people are familiar with the term meditation, which is basically a general means by contacting one's soul. So understanding what transmission meditation is it is indeed a meditation, but it's also a transmission of energy, so it has dual purposes.
Okay.
The reason I wanted to explain that up front is I think it will make the entire process a little easier to understand.
Right, because, that's interesting when you say that, because meditation is usually strictly receptive, but transmission meditation is actually both receiving as well as sending.
Well, when somebody, exactly, when somebody is saying, I'm meditating to contact my own soul, what does that mean to you? How do you explain what those words mean in your own mind? It's recognizing that your soul is something outside of your personality, for one.
Right.
So that you're in your personality most of the time, and by making a conscious effort to contact your soul, you're contacting something that is above the personality. And by doing that, you're helping yourself through the process of evolution.
Right.
Which brings me to, what exactly does that mean? Well, evolving is what we're all here to do, and Maitreya and the Masters of the Wisdom are essentially, not only are they the custodians of the energy on this planet, but these are our elder brothers of humanity. They are those that have gone before us on this path of evolution. They have literally mastered being human.
Okay.
They've learned all there is to learn about being human, and they no longer need to take a human incarnation. Thus, they are called masters. And Maitreya is the master of all of the masters. He's at the head of that group.
Right. In other words, I, from what I got from Benjamin Krem's book, he essentially evolved first. In other words, we're all heading to mastery of being human.
Absolutely.
He just arrived there first.
Right.
And I think it's important for people to know that this is not beyond who we are. It's just beyond where we know ourselves to be.
Correct. It's where we're going.
But I would take it. I would actually beg to differ and say we're actually there. We just don't recognize it. In other words, there is an aspect of you that is in mastery, but it's about peeling back the layers to then experience your experience as being there. This is Goldie and her work, so don't mind me.
Yeah,
this is
belief. You're getting into the, and that's fine. You're getting into a philosophical perspective, and I'm hoping to, just for your audience, to give information or definitions that make sense to them, so that they can figure out what works, what feels right for them. Because I'm by no means trying to impose my beliefs on or my thoughts on people. I'm just asking people to consider what I say as possibility and see how it feels, if it resonates for them.
Okay, to be honest, Meryl, these are my experiences, and it is absolutely my intention to share my philosophy on this radio show. So
okay.
What I will do clearly, though, is say this is my philosophy and not Meryl's, because these are my experiences. So
I don't think that they are in opposition to one another. It's just
a matter of how
somebody is articulating it is all.
Right. And one thing I always know about radio, good radio is always first person. This is my experience. So my experience is that I am already a master, and now I am just experiencing how I became that. That's my experience.
Okay.
Or my beliefs and my experience. But please go on, because I'm very excited about sharing the dynamics of transmission meditation. And I think that you are much more capable of sharing the dynamics because you've been doing it longer than I have.
Okay. Well, I would start by talking about what transmission meditation is. And as I said earlier, it is a kind of meditation which transmits energy. We're transmitting energy all the time, whether we know it or not. All human beings are transmitting energy. In fact, if human beings were to stop existing on the planet, then all of the kingdoms below us, the mineral, vegetable, animal kingdoms, would ultimately or eventually would die, because they are no longer receiving the stepped down energy from the sun, and that energy is stepped down through us. So we are always transmitting.
Okay.
On some level. Transmission meditation specifically is a combination of two kinds of yoga. One is the karma yoga, which is yoga of service, and the other is laya yoga, which is the yoga of the chakras and the energies.
Okay.
Now, karma yoga, to practice karma yoga is to serve the world, and one does so as unemotionally and as detached as possible. And, of course, laya yoga, being the yoga of the chakras, is how this energy is literally, these high spiritual energies are stepped down through our chakras. Does that make sense?
I'm not understanding what you mean by step down through the chakras.
Okay.
Or I am, but I don't know if the audience is. So.
That's okay.
Okay.
I just wanted to make sure I was clear to this point.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
Well, for those who may or may not understand what chakras are energy centers. They are throughout our system. In fact, the earth is an energy, is a chakra for our solar system. So it is an energy center. Just as the earth or this planet is an energy center for the solar system, we in our own personal bodies have chakras.
Okay.
We have seven main chakras, the first of which is the base of the spine, the sacrum, the solar plexus, the heart, the throat, the ajna center, which is between the eyebrows, and the crown.
Okay.
There are also 42 minor chakras, but that's not really necessary to delve into at this point.
Right, but they would be affected too, right, with the transmission meditation, potentially. Meaning you would
potentially,
emit the energy.
But it's not important to know it consciously. It's just a point of information at this stage. When you're engaging in transmission meditation, it's what is required of an individual is really so simple. It's simply a matter of holding your attention at what is called the ajna center, which is located between your eyebrows, about an inch off the body.
Okay.
That is one of the head centers, energy centers, and that's really all you're doing. The rest of the work is being done by the masters. Our job as participants is to simply hold our attention there.
Okay. Now, and it's so interesting because as simple as that sounds, boy, it can be extremely challenging to be simple.
Absolutely. Our minds wander. We start to think about groceries and what we're doing tomorrow and what we'd like to eat and
Absolutely.
What did we do earlier and what about that argument with somebody, you know, and your mind wanders. And the task of the meditator is to realize that their mind is wandering, to sound the om internally. You don't say it out loud. Bring your attention consciously back up to the Ajna Center and continue to hold it there as long as possible. It will drop. It will drop frequently. It's a normal thing to happen. But with practice, we get better at it.
Exactly. I mean, and it's. I think the amazing part is when you're focusing, from my own experience, when I've been focusing on my Ajna Center, there is a tremendous sensation over the top of my skull and my cheeks that it's like there's a definitive knowing that, okay, I'm plugged in. I'm plugged in because I can feel it on my being that I've plugged in.
Well, people experience different physical sensations, and some people experience absolutely none. So don't despair if you are one of those people who is really focused properly and feels nothing on the physical level. It does not mean that you're not aligned.
I agree.
It's just a matter of...
I'm very sensitive, so I do know what I'm plugged in, and it's nice to know. But
it is.
But I get that, right. Meditation is something that I've been meditating for 14 years, so meditation doesn't come overnight. It is a practice like anything else. It's a muscle that we practice, and the more we do it, the more sensitive we become to the benefits of it.
Absolutely.
So, yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And it's important to remember that, again, don't despair if you're not feeling anything. Depending on one's physical type, certain rays, we've touched on the different cosmic rays, the seven rays in cosmos, some ray types just are not sensitive. And that's okay. It's not a good or a bad. It just is. But
right.
Some of the sensations people feel during transmission meditation are a sense of wearing like a cap or pressure either at the top or at the temples, a pounding or a tingling sensation. Some people see colors. Some people hear sounds. I think it's less common in that respect, but these things all happen, and others feel absolutely nothing.
Right, right.
And it's all good.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah, definitely meditation is something that I would beg to say it's like any art. The more you practice and you have perseverance with it, the more it shows up as beneficial to your experience.
Definitely.
You know, that's again like with anything that we do in the physical universe.
Well, I'd like to add that while many people, you just said yourself that you do your own meditation, this is not a replacement for your personal meditation. This is something one does in addition to. This is an
yeah.
act of service to humanity. As the soul goes through its process of evolving, it wants to serve. And this is a wonderful opportunity for a soul to serve the community at large, humanity, and also help in their own development of their own evolution.
Right.
Because how could you not develop and evolve when you've got these great spiritual energies passing through your chakras? How could you not benefit from that?
Right, right. It's amazing because that's what frequency is literally... evolution. What most people think of is time being the sun goes up, the sun goes down. Time is really about an evolution of sound I apologize. I know I always go off. It's just you always say things that trigger me to want to help people to understand that this is beyond time and space. So the evolution of our soul is not about us sitting there for hours, even though the being in service with transmission meditation is definitely done by the time, but the benefits you get from a soul perspective are exponential from this meditation. Exponential. I believe the other meditations.
I think that it's important for people to have a sense of this possibility, which is that the personality experience of living is not the only, you know, we've incarnated time and time and time and time again, and with each incarnation we have a different set of vehicles, a set of a different personality, a different physical body, a different emotional body, a different
right.
mental body.
Right.
These things change from incarnation to incarnation, but our soul, that remains the constant.
Yes.
So
well
what
said,
what we're talking about in thank you what we're talking about in terms of evolution is not in terms of the measly amount of time that we spend in this particular incarnation in this life. If that's how long is that, 70, 80, 90 years if we're lucky?
Right.
That's a blink of the eye. Time is not linear. It's only linear when we're incarnated. That's it.
Right. Right. And for the soul to evolve, frequency plays a major, major role in the evolution of the soul. Major role.
Well, frequency, as the soul is evolving, the amount of light or the frequency, as you put it, changes.
Yeah.
So it's not something you do. It's something that happens through the work you do.
Exactly.
So
yes.
It's not like you don't go out and buy a new frequency. You don't put on a different shirt which has a frequency. It's something
right.
you do in the doingness of being.
Yes.
By living consciously, by doing this work, whatever it happens to be. To some, the best service work is, what Mother Teresa did, or, starting a charity or something along those lines. And that's perfectly fine service work, and that's the soul is being satisfied in terms of its desire and need to serve and to evolve.
Yeah.
Transmission meditation is another way to do this, and it happens to be a very effective and potent way to serve and also to
evolve
more quickly.
Yes, yes. Okay, you are doing beautifully. Meryl, I love you.
Aw, thank you so much.
You're welcome. No, I know we're going to go on, but I was thinking at some point I really want to say the great invocation on the air.
Yes, I was going to actually suggest that that's a good idea, just to give people a sense. For those of you who are interested in participating in transmission meditation, there are groups all over the country and, in fact, the world that already exist. But if there is not a group in your area, you can start your own. It only requires a minimum of 3 people. And the reason for that is something I can't quite explain. What I can say, it is based on a science that is far beyond our skill and knowledge. That the masters are well aware of, that we are not yet on the same page with, but it does require a minimum of 3 people. And by gathering at the same time on a regular basis, whether it's once a week or twice a week or 3 times a week, it's recommended for at least 2 hours if you can, but you're consistent about this. You start by getting settled in a comfortable position, not lying down, sitting up, and holding your attention at the Ajna center, sounding the Om internally, and then reading together with intention what is called the Great Invocation. And the Great Invocation was released to humanity by Maitreya. I believe it was in 1945.
That's correct. I have it right here. Yeah.
Yeah. And it is what it sounds like. It is to invoke the attention of the masters.
Now,
and
I don't know.
And
I don't know if the listeners and also, first of all, if you have any questions at any point in time, please, the call-in number is 646-929-2084, or you can ask questions through the chat room. But when Meryl just said to invoke the energy of masters, I mean, that literally means that the masters, the evolved humans, of this planet are now focused on you. That is, boy, that's like having, some superheroes behind you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's truly, people kind of get, a little, like flip about it. But I'm telling you, the miracles and the magic that is very much a natural state of being for these evolved beings can absolutely become part of your experience when we evoke the masters, and not only become part of your experience, really help you to wake up on such a subtle subconscious level of your own mastery. It's almost like that saying, if you strum a guitar and there's another guitar sitting next to it, it's called, the word is entrainment. Through the vibration of the strings on one guitar, the other strings of the guitar will also vibrate. Hang around masters, mastery becomes a more comfortable space and frequency for self. So, you know, boy, it's like having this incredible invitation to some super cool beings.
Cool beings. I like that.
I mean, because I love saying, you know, who you hanging with tonight. I'm hanging with some super cool beings.
Well, you know, if you're in your audience, I'm sure you have a mix of people from various religious backgrounds.
Okay.
Whether they practice or not, it doesn't even matter. They are coming from a background of some sort through their parenting. And for most of us, we've spent some time either in a church, a temple, a mosque, at some point in our lives. And if you all, whether you are now or not, if you can all recall during, let's say, a mass or a prayer session, that there seems to be a certain vibration or a certain energy in the space when you're there, and that feels good, actually.
Right. Right.
It's very peaceful and very energizing and very love-filled. That energy you're experiencing is that of the masters because they are present. You know, what did they say?
When two
or more gather in my name.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. And
yeah.
It's behind the reason for three people during a transmission meditation, but there's a whole science behind it that I'm really not equipped to get into. I can't answer the questions.
No, I honor that.
And,
I honor that.
You know, I can only give you the results of it.
Well, exactly. From a personal experience, they really do results will happen. Now, it might not happen the first time or the second time. It's funny because sometimes we have to do without knowing but trusting that we know. It's this weird space of you'll feel it inside you that you'll know what you're doing is definitely of service, and you'll know what you're doing, there is the connection between you and the masters, because on a cellular level, you'll feel it, and it will definitely get stronger if you persevere and continue to do it, especially at the same time, you know, in the same place, because the masters literally start, you know, it's an expectation. They know you're doing it, and they show up.
Exactly.
Before you say one thing, Trish, if you could put the information up of the book, the website, and the transmission website up now, that would be fabulous, so the people in the chat room can kind of explore this as we're talking about it. Thanks. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just thinking that there are many ways, many paths along the evolutionary process. This is one path, and it may or may not resonate for an individual, but there's no judgment value in that. Yes, it does. No, it doesn't. You're right. I'm wrong. It has nothing to do with that.
Agreed.
If you participate in a transmission meditation, it's very self-selecting. It's not a tea party. People are not there to gab. People are there to do this service work, and
yeah.
It is self-selecting. So I say to folks out there is that if you are willing to try, give it a couple of tries. Don't, you know, just give up after once. Go a handful of times.
Yeah.
And, you know, make a decision. Make a commitment to do it, whether it's for a month or for 6 months, whatever your commitment can be that you're comfortable with, before you decide one way or the other. And you will either notice that there's some effect it's had on you or some impact, or you won't. And either way, it's perfectly okay.
Agreed.
But I certainly encourage trying.
And what I also would encourage, everything Meryl just said, absolutely. Plus, I would also recommend read about the transmission meditation through Benjamin Krem, through his websites, because there's something about satisfying the mind before the experience happens that, for me, it allows me to stay devoted to a certain experience before it's an experience, because the mind gets satisfied, and I'm like, and it's not that it's going to happen in any one particular way, but when you read that there's a science behind this that I can't explain, Meryl can't explain, but Benjamin, being overshadowed by a master, does explain. So if you learn about it, your left brain can be satisfied, and then your right brain can have the experience. That's what I'm trying to say.
And you said it well.
Oh, thank you. Because I know for me, I'm an analytical person. It's like, why? Why should I stay with something if it's not really effective, if I don't feel it? But
Other thing is that people expect an immediate, we're in a fast food society. They're expecting an immediate result. And, I would suggest against having expectations like that.
Right. Well, I would expect a result, but not necessarily that you'll be conscious of.
I would just go with your heart open to the idea of serving humanity.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
And have no expectations, because this is an act of service. It's not an act of self-fulfillment. Even though the benefit is one of self-fulfillment. But that's not the motivation. The motivation is to serve. The motivation is to help humanity.
Well, I'm going to have to beg to differ, because for me, my motivation is to evolve.
Okay.
And I'm stoked that it serves.
I'm speaking about those that are in direct correlation to transmission meditation. All that is required is for someone to desire to serve and to form a group of three, at least, and of course to be able to hold your attention at the Ajna Center to the best of your ability.
Right.
That's what's required of anyone who participates in transmission meditation.
Right. Well, but it is part of it that as long as you're doing the transmission, you're evolving your own experience. You are speeding up the evolution of
your experience. It's the added bonus, but it is usually not the motivation. Usually the motivation is to help humanity.
Right. Well, okay. I mean, for me, motivation is help me get – here's my deal. I'm on the planet. I have been unhappy for many years. I want to evolve out of here.
I hear you, girl.
I wish I could say – and I love the idea that me living the example can help others live the example.
Right.
Because that's – consciousness is ultimately, I mean, what this meditation does is, you know, the masters are literally bringing an energy through the conduit being the human that then goes out to the rest of the planet that is now in a tangible, useful experience for different levels of consciousness that would not be available if we were not doing the transmission meditation. Only through the human is this conduit available. And, you know, there's great sustenance to be able to help humanity. But like I said, I'm helping humanity so I can walk my way out of having to incarnate anymore. I'm ready to be done incarnating. But I can't escape this I can't run away from this. I have to evolve through this.
That's right.
And so
this is one of many methods that many paths that one can walk to do exactly that.
Absolutely.
And it just happens to be a very speedy, beneficial method. I also want to remind people that if they do end up getting involved in a transmission meditation, please do not direct the energies anywhere. That's
right.
The masters know where the energy is needed, and while your intentions might be good, gee, the folks in Iraq need, you know, help or whatever, the truth is that energy might need to be withdrawn from wherever it is you're directing it in order to help it instead of added to.
Yeah, adding, great.
Absolutely. So leave that work to the masters. They know where it is needed and in what potency. And just keep your focus where it needs to be, which is at the Ajna Center, clear of any attachment to a result and clear of any expectation of how it's going to result.
Yeah, absolutely. Because the metaphor I often tell my friends is that sometimes when you stoke a flame, an ember, it bursts into a flame. Sometimes where we think we're sending energy for peace, it ends up stoking the flame. That's why the masters clearly see this from the perspective of, you know, they're in mastery.
They're omniscient. They see
it all.
That's right. And we have limited vision.
And
we need to, you know, understand that. And
exactly.
as much as our interest is in helping, we can be doing more harm than good.
Exactly.
So leave it to those who have the skill.
And that's the beautiful part. It's like it really becomes, again, we go back to simplicity. So we don't have to direct it. We don't have to know where to place it. We just have to hold that center, and then our bodies become the tool and the conduit. And, again, what I love about
– our chakras become the tools, yeah.
Which, in turn, will affect your physical being. I mean, I feel my head and – now – well, I won't even get into that now. Because
well, a lot of what happens is actually in the etheric, but it's physically sensed in the physical, but that doesn't mean it's occurring in the physical.
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, the etheric matter is very high physical. It's not the physical body. It's outside of, for example, some call this an aura. But that's where your chakras are. They're, I don't think that they're in the physical body. I think they're in the etheric. And this energy is work just as illness manifests first in the etheric and then comes down into the physical. Healing also occurs at the same level. Healing occurs in the etheric first and then manifests down into the physical. Energy moves in the etheric because it's not dense.
Right. I mean, I guess for me, I've always thought of it being more from a space of my physical is etheric on a level that I might not have. Like, in other words, at one perception, it feels physical. From another perception, it's all moving energy, electrons, photons, you know, gammatrons, whatever.
Right.
But it's that's just a perspective, meaning the way you're saying it, it makes it sound like physical is separate from etheric. And my understanding is that the unification is to understand that's a perception, not necessarily. If we looked from a microscopic point of view at our finger, we would not be physical. We would be moving energies if we had a microscope that could look like that. In other words, we are the etheric.
Well,
at a finer level.
The etheric is actually it's separate from the physical. It's the gaseous state. It is the gaseous state of matter.
Okay, we're going to agree to disagree on that
and
one.
It is, okay, it's above the physical. I mean, I encourage people to Google
to
it, read about it. And, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Okay, are you guys ready for, I just want to read to you the great invocation. Because for one thing, as soon as we read it, we have invocated the energies. Now, I know we're not going to do a meditation. Me and Meryl discussed doing a transmission meditation on the air, but ultimately it would be, you know, it would be silence on the air. So
dead air
really
is not good for a radio show.
Yeah, and I wouldn't call it dead air because there's certainly nothing dead about transmission meditation, but it would come across as a silence that. Let's discuss the ideas of it, and then I would highly recommend that, you know, after the show, you investigate transmission meditation and give it a try. But, so here is the invocation that you would do prior to your group of three or more meeting. Okay,
Would you like to read it? Or
I would like to read
it. A certain measure or meter that it is best to say it at.
Okay.
It's in stanzas, and it's First and foremost, it should be read with intention. You're focusing on the words. There's actually a visualization in the book that you can follow along. It's hard to describe it and read it at the same time. Reading it is sufficient, but there is actually a visualization that is suggested. And I'm not going to read it. I'll let you, but I'm just going to read the first
line. Oh, that's right. Well, wait a minute. Why don't I read it, and then you read the visualization that's suggested? Why don't we do it that way? I'll read the first paragraph, and then they tell you the visual.
Okay. I can read it off the top of my head, but I would rather read it to make sure it's absolutely correct. So let me see if I can find it.
Do you have the book? Because it's on page 24.
Sure.
Yes, indeed. And again, I'm gonna, you know, speak to the listeners and say that this is something that gets easier the more it's done. So, you know, always, always, always intention flies. If your intention is to be, you know, in service, you know, doing this meditation, transmitting the energies for the masters, that's a noted. That's noted from an etheric energy point of view. Always, always, always come from the heart. The masters will know it. So I like to say that because, again, that is my philosophy. Intention carries a lot of weight. But if they express to us a certain way, let's give it a try.
Well, the way in which that it's just suggested that there is a mantric effect.
Okay.
So it sounds like it could be a poem, you know, the way it stands it out.
Yes.
But the first three lines are from the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. There's a certain mantric rhythm there.
Wow, Meryl, all right, you read it and I'll tell the people what that was good. I felt you in that. Do you lead in your meditation group?
We all lead because we all do it together.
Oh, yeah,
it's a group effort.
Yeah, that was very good,
though. So not one person reads it. We all read it together. It's not a person in the group reading it. Everybody. And most of us have memorized it, so it's just a matter of, and while we're speaking it, we're doing this visualization. Why don't you describe, I'll reread that first stanza and describe the visualization for that. Do you want to describe it first? Or?
I'll describe what you just read, and then if you want to read it again, that's fine.
Sure.
Okay, when you say the first line from the point of light, visualize or think of, if you can't visualize, the Buddha, the embodiment of light or wisdom on the planet. Visualize him sitting in the lotus position, which is cross legs with your, I don't know if they can add the hand mudras, but that would be thumb and middle finger. Visualize him sitting in the lotus position, saffron robe over one shoulder, hand raised in blessing, and see emanating from the heart center, the Ajna center. Ajna?
Yes.
Ajna center, and the upraised hand of the Buddha, a brilliant golden light. See this light enter the minds of men and women, everywhere.
Meaning human beings. Not a distinction between sex, but please.
Yes.
It's important that folks do not change the invocation. It is a mantra, and by changing the words, they're changing the energy completely. It's key to really understand that when the word man or men is used, it's men as mankind. It's not men as opposed to women.
It's not a gender specific.
No, it's not at all.
Right.
Okay. So again, after you having just described that, I'm going to read those first three lines again, and then I'll move on to the second.
Perfect.
Which is, from the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. And you take a pause, 5 seconds or so, and then you go on, maybe 10 seconds. Then
read
you go
the
on.
Whole thing all the way through. I think it's important to do that.
Okay. I've read the first, so I will go from there. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center, which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth.
Wow. Wow, that was very good. Now, I'm curious, everyone out there, did you feel that? I mean, I feel that. I mean, immediately I feel it on my head.
Crown, yeah.
Yeah.
It feels as if someone's grabbing your head sometimes, but not in a painful way.
No, not a painful at all. I mean,
it's
pressure, but pressure to let me know we have invocated some energy. We now have the master's attention. Yeah.
We have invoked the master's attention, indeed.
Okay, that was hot. Oh, now I'll be honest with you. You read. I like the way you read better than the way I read. I do. I can talk.
What shall I read?
Do we want to talk about the other visuals for the? Or let them, they can find it.
If you all look on page 24 of the book, Transmission, A Meditation for the New Age, you will find a very clear description of the visualizations. They're not complicated, but they are visual, and it does require a little effort to remember what they are when you're speaking, because you're busy trying to remember the words.
Right.
But it gets easier. You do it a few times, and you've got it down. They kind of blend into each other. And it definitely... I find it to be a benefit to the meditation for me personally when I participate in transmission meditation. I really am appreciative of the fact that I can have this visualization.
Indeed. Because what I want to do is, let's open, are you open to, you know, taking some questions? Let's take some questions. And
I'll do my best. Sure.
Okay. All you can do is your best, my friend. So the call-in number for if you want to call in a question is 646-929-2084. Give us a call if you want to. I know there's some people in the chat room. I don't know if you guys have any questions, but I'm always looking to interact. So if there's something you want us to talk about, ask
away. Bring
it on. There you go.
While we're waiting, I just picked it.
Let's talk about Benjamin in New York.
Well, actually, I was going to just mention something quickly, but that's fine. Go right ahead.
Okay. Well, is it about promoting something or?
No, it's about the transmission meditation. I just wanted to let people know that when I talk about having three people, a minimum of three,
okay.
That creates what's called a triangle, and there's a science of triangles that has not yet completely been it's not disclosed how that works, but the masters do know. When you get 10 people in a transmission meditation, you have created not one triangle, but 120.
Okay.
You get 20 people in a meditation, the number is exponential. It's 1,140 triangles.
Yeah.
And so
yeah,
on and so on.
These are profound numbers. Yeah.
These are huge numbers. So a group of three is terrific. You've got a triangle. But the potency and the quantity of the energy increases exponentially as you increase the numbers of people involved in that transmission meditation.
Yeah. Yeah, that's hot. Okay. Benjamin Krem, who is one of, I guess there were five people picked by the masters early in the 1940s or 1950s to be not the spokesperson, but to promote Maitreya and Maitreya's mission, which is the teacher of all teachers, being on the planet, being here to help us. And Benjamin Krem, who is from London, is actually going to be in New York City. He's going to be here on Saturday, July 25th. At 2 p.m., all of Benjamin Krem's meditation groups and lectures are all free. The place is the Fit Haft Auditorium.
Actually, it's FIT, which is the Fashion Institute of Technology.
Oh, there you go. Okay. And
when you get to the street, it's the Haft Auditorium. It's a big sign. You'll see signs. We'll have everything posted.
Okay. And it's 2 p.m. I'll be there. Are you going to be there, Vera?
Absolutely.
We'll be there. I would love to meet some callers. I know that a lot of the listeners are from, you know, clearly in California and across the board. I think we even had somebody from Sweden or Holland or something.
Well,
you know.
If that's the case, you all may want to check the Share International website because Benjamin Krem will also be in L.A. and in San Francisco. After New York. So if you happen to be in those areas, you can attend his lectures out there. In addition to the lectures, there's also going to be a public transmission meditation, which is amazing because Mr. Krem will give a description of what this is about. There is always a large group of people. We're talking 70 to 150. So
wow, so how many triangles would that
that's
be?
That's right. Well, actually,
I didn't even think of that.
Well, 100 people is 161,700 triangles.
Wow.
So if you think in these terms, it is bound to be a very profound and powerful transmission. And I encourage anybody who, if they have not participated before then, if they are able to make it, that takes place on Sunday, the day after the lecture. It is also free. It's located at Hotel Pennsylvania, which is directly across the street from Penn Station. So for those who are commuting from other states or other boroughs, they can get to it easily enough.
Excellent.
And I believe that you have the information there. It's 7 p.m.
I have the information for the July 25th, but it is at 7 p.m. I know that it's at 7 p.m.
At 7 p.m. And all
that was Wednesday. What was that date, though?
No, that's a Sunday. The lecture is Saturday, and the public transmission is Sunday.
Oh, okay, okay. There's actually, I think there's a private meditation, which
the public meditation is on Sunday.
There you go. Oh, and just so everybody knows, too, July 23rd, which is a Thursday, Benjamin Krem will be on another reality show, and so I'm really excited to have him on the show. So he will be on Thursday, July 23rd.
Okay.
But oh my God, I so recommend this work, and I'll tell you, the transmission meditation, the Maitreya's mission. I so want people to know that when you read Benjamin Krem's work, especially in the time that we're living in right now, with so much emphasis from the media being on the collapse and the destruction of everything, Benjamin Krem's work is absolutely on the optimistic building creation of what life will be on Earth, how it can be right now, not you know, necessarily in 2012 or in the future, but how we can change our experience right now. Such a powerful message. When I read it, it always uplifts me. It always makes me feel that, especially when you start doing the transmission meditation, which means you're actually being in service, knowing that consciously you're sharing this extraordinary energy and consciousness with a planet that, you know, is not necessarily focusing. The majority of us are not focusing on the optimistic, but we're focusing on the, you know, the decline. It's like, let's walk around the other side of that mountain and look at what's being built right now.
Yeah, most people are not understanding that this is a natural process.
Yeah.
We're at the end of an age that was built over the last 2,250 years, which has, or 2,150 years, which has to do with sectarianism and concrete individuality and all of these forms that all aspects of our society have been created on. We're in a new age. We're in new cosmic energies. We're in under a new influence, and those influences are so radically different from the old, and that's why the systems are breaking down. It's all part of a natural process.
Very good.
And
yes.
And the sooner we let go of the old structures and move on to the new, the better.
Well, the easier it's going to be for the experience of the new. In other words, this is not something that, I mean, it happens naturally, but our belief systems tend to hold on to the old Piscean ways.
And that's mostly because of fear. Fear is the singular emotion that is the most destructive thing that exists. It is the most destructive thing. Fear. We fear change. We fear something that's different. Even though it wasn't so great before, we still fear it.
Isn't that crazy, too? It's so true.
It's the human condition, and a lot of that has to do with the fact that our focus is all on our emotional centers, and part of this process of evolving is to change our focus from the emotional to the mental, and that is through doing. It's not, and you can't make it any easier than that. It's through detaching from emotions, and it's through this process of polarizing ourselves into the mental instead of the emotional.
Oh, that was a mouthful.
Yeah, I'm not sure I could say that twice. I'm actually losing my voice. I don't know if you hear that, but I'm starting to lose my voice.
Oh, well, take some water, Meryl. We have another 12 minutes, so we are coming to the end. I guess this work is very, there's a depth to it that, like I said, I highly recommend all of Benjamin Krem's books. I have not read all of them, but I have read several of them. They're very uplifting. I mean, for me, it's interesting because I'm a nanny by trade, and I love being in the energy, like, you know, with the kids and imagination and, you know, fairy tales. And what's amazing is Benjamin Krem's writing takes politics, takes the social economics, takes financial, and really paints a picture that, you know, the average stock person or the average insurance man or business person would literally be like, oh, my God, that's fantasy. And yet the way he writes it and the way he puts it on paper, it's like it's fantasy to those who have not genuinely looked at some very simple things like the nature of the Aquarian energy versus the Piscean energy, or the nature of why we're really here, which is to evolve as a soul, not necessarily to accumulate the most toys and the most money in the bank account. I'm not saying those are bad things, but that is not the reason why we're here.
Yeah, we've sort of been led to believe that our entire identity is based on our material wealth, and the reason for the corruption that exists in the world is because we have completely indulged materialism.
Literally, money has become the new God.
God, that's right.
And once we start recognizing that money is a piece of paper, it's a symbol for, what do we call, it's so funny, what do we call money? Currency. When we can start looking at money as currency, which would be frequency and how it travels, then we start getting into the essence of, you know, it's like, I want to live well, but I want to be secure. I want to have money because I want to be free. You know, it's about the two things.
But you're not free. Then they become slaves to their jobs to keep making more money.
Well, only if you make money the God. But, I mean, freedom and security, which is two of the things he talks about in, I have the book in my room. The last book he wrote in 2000, I don't know if you know the name of it. I don't remember the name.
In 2000. Well, that's not the last book he wrote, but...
that's the latest meaning of the ones that I have.
Okay.
Because a lot of his stuff is published from the 70s and 80s and 90s. The Mission
McCrem?
Stuff. Yes, yes.
Oh, he's got a number of books that have come out since then. He's got The Awakening of Humanity, The Art of Living. These are more recent books.
Okay.
The World Teacher for All Humanity. There's a bunch of books here. Do you remember at all what the title is? Perhaps
I can't. I'm blocking it. I mean,
okay.
I have a block around
have
it.
There.
If you
okay.
say
Let
it,
see.
I'll know
I
it.
A list. Let's see if I can find a list handy. I don't have them all on the edge of my...
Well, one
okay,
of the things that he speaks of in the book that I'm reading is that in America, we value freedom, but we lost the sense of justice.
Mm.
In other cultures, in other countries and continents in the world, they value justice, but they don't have freedom. The work of the masters is about when we have both justice and freedom, which if you think about it, they're simple. I realize that they're not simple to accomplish, but they are simple to accomplish when you clearly see that if that's the goal, with freedom and justice side by side, that is heaven on earth. It's like we have freedom here, but we don't have justice because look at all the corrupt systems that are running rampant in the banking and the mortgage and in the stock market. And yet in Russia, he says there's a lot of justice, but there's no freedom.
Right.
You know, there's two elements that need to come in together. And the beautiful part is the Aquarian energy, which is the new energy that's coming because that's the solar system that's the constellation that our solar system's now focused on, is all about unifying that which was separated, and that would be justice and freedom. It is going to unify. In fact, that's what the collapsing of all the injustices is about. It's unifying. And that which was built in a lie will not sustain the energies of Aquarian energy, which is
all about working in unity and cooperation. And that's completely the opposite of what the Pisces energies were about, which was sectarianism, individuality. Exactly.
Right, right. That's now, I believe it was important on our journey, but we took it to
oh,
the
definitely.
Extreme.
Definitely. But you know that's what we humans do. We're still learning.
Yeah.
And we learn through this process, and you know it can be a painful process at times.
As well as it can be a magical process when we start understanding. See, this is where the Benjamin Krem stuff can help your left brain understand that what we can start surrendering to is not a weakness. Like compassion's not a weakness. Compassion is a state of being that makes sense when we're unifying the energies. It might not make sense in the individual aspect, but we're moving out of the individual aspect. Because most people will be like, you know, compassion's fine and dandy, but then I'm just a doormat for everybody to walk on me. And it's like
that's an emotional response.
Right.
That's why they were still responding from their solar plexus, from their from a point that is already the emotional center, which is already polarized in humanity.
Right.
You can't, if you want to evolve, you have to move out of that.
Exactly. But people, because I used to have a profile that says, never confuse kindness with weakness and compassion with condoning.
Yeah.
In other words, because in the old energy, people think, oh, if you're a nice person, you finish last. It's like, I don't finish last because I'm kind. I look myself in the mirror and like who I am. And self-love is a very powerful space to be in.
Absolutely. And determining what is last and first, that's a judgment that has nothing to do with what's really important anyway.
Absolutely. Well, yes. I do like playing. You play, me and you play well in our...
We play well in the sandbox.
We can keep our bats and balls and invite more friends to play.
I'm just wondering, is the book you were referring to The Great Approach?
Yes! Thank you.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite books. It's
listeners, highly recommend The Great Approach. It is...
It's a great
of course,
book.
I read the Maitreya's Mission. I read over 2,000 pages of Maitreya's Mission first. In all honesty, I don't think you can go wrong. Yeah,
no.
There's not a single book that you can go wrong. It's optimistic, and it's talking about what's happening now. Like I said, from the perspective of, so to speak, the other side of the mountain, instead of focusing on what's collapsing, it's what's building due to the collapse. So you just can't beat that with a stick. Meryl, it's almost the top of the hour. Would you like to have any closing statements or anything you need to plug? What's going on with you? No,
I just want to thank everybody for taking the time to hear about transmission meditation. I encourage you all to investigate it further and to give it a try. And if you are looking to help the world, this is a fantastic way to do just that.
Yeah. Well. As always, Meryl, I love you.
Oh, thank you, Golden. You're wonderful. Thank you so much for having me as your guest.
My pleasure. And you're a regular, right? Because what I would love, if the listeners want to do it, do some meditation or create a transmission meditation group and come back. And if you want, share the experiences or how it's going, because pretty much it's not weekly, but we seem to be relatively a couple of times a month. Meryl's going to be on the show, and we both welcome any interaction from the listeners about Maitreya's work and how you're personally going through this evolution. So, you know, come on over and share that with us.
Exactly. And I don't know if I do know that if you go to the website transmissionmeditation.org, there's a phone number 1-888-242-8272. Which is a free, it's a toll-free number that you can call to get more information about transmission meditation, as well as information about an e-newsletter, which is now available for Share International to anyone who's interested. I am not sure how to give you that whole address. It's
okay.
Should
okay,
I?
Okay, wait a minute. I have callers. It's 3 minutes up. I'm gonna click on.
Bring it on.
Okay, 831. Wait a minute.
Hello. I just want to say I love this show. This is something that needs to be discussed, and I'm really looking forward to coming back and hearing you. And I wanted to know, I've never heard of transmission meditation, and I'm going to look that up. And do you ever do meditations on your show, if I might ask?
Well, I'll be honest. If enough people were open to it, what I would do is, instead of doing it on the show, Let's get a conference call number, and I'm thinking we can kind of do it outside of Blog Talk Radio, but all as a group.
Hold on. We really can't. Transmission meditation does require people to be in the same room. You can't
really?
Do this.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
You physically have to be in the same space.
Oh, I didn't
which
know that.
Which is why, okay. Yeah, which is why we encourage people to start their own groups. But I'm happy to the phone number that I just. Posted.
Uh-huh. It was 1-888-242-8272.
That's correct.
Yeah, I'm quick with a pen.
Wonderful.
You go, girl.
And there's also a fantastic newsletter which you can all sign yourselves up for, which is basically the Share International magazine, but it will come to you through your email. And the way to get to that is to http:// www.theemergence.org. That's theemergence.org/e-newsletter.
Thank you.
And that will allow you to get information coming to you once every 4 to 6 weeks about what's going on from the emergence perspective.
Okay. Listen,
oh, wow.
I would love that. I don't mean to cut
this
short, but I think Rochelle, my next guest is
wonderful.
And it's 6 o'clock. Listen, though, stay on the air if you want. Caller, Meryl.
Yes, I will, and I hope you do some sort of meditations. I hope there's some sort of meditations
will.
You can do. I would love that. I'm a new person to that, and all the information I can get is the better. And thank you so much for taking my call.
Oh, my absolute pleasure. And like I said, stick around. We have Rochelle Sparrow coming up. I just want to
Yes.
Okay, Meryl, I love you, girlfriend. I love you. I'm 831. I'm going to put you on hold just for a sec. But if you want to come on, type in the chat room if you want to ask Rochelle a question, and then we'll go into that.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Meryl, have a blessed day.
Oh, thank you, love. Meryl, I love you, and I will speak with you soon. You rocked it, girlfriend. You rocked it.
Oh, thank you. You guys have a great evening.
All right. Thanks, love.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. Oh, no. Oh, there she goes. Rochelle?
Yes.
Hello, love.
Hello. How are you? Your energy is fabulous.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I get very excited to share optimism. You know what I mean? Because there's a beautiful side to this coin, and I just don't believe enough people are sharing that.
There is a beautiful side to the coin. I don't know if you received my email, but my sister died 2 days ago.
I did.
It's one side of the coin of what happened, because she really didn't transcend the abuse that occurred to her, and she escaped and tried to numb herself through drugs and alcoholism. And it was an accidental death, I believe, through those means.
Wow.
But it really is about living. It's really taking those things that happen to us and finding the other side of the coin and finding a direction for us through that mess of whatever issue is facing us in our childhood or in our life, and really getting to the other side. So as far as I'm concerned, there's no other choice but optimism.
Well, Rochelle, you are such an exquisite being. Do you know that?
Oh, well, thank you.
You are exquisite because I really believe in consciousness. We have to be open to seeing all sides of the coin, of the mountain. You know, on one side there's destruction, but it could never happen without simultaneously being constructive in whether it's the etheric, the physical, or the other 11 dimensions that are potentially happening out there. I honor you, because when I got the email and you said you still wanted to come on the show, I tried to call you. I just want you to know that I want you to do this in your total space, knowing that I am okay if you don't want to do it.
Oh, no, I understand, and I knew you would be okay, but I do want to do it, and I really want to do it now, because I'm very motivated, because she did have such a hard life, but unfortunately she took that energy that made it so hard for her, and she didn't make different choices about it, and she could have made different choices out of the destruction.
Right.
And I really truly believe that many of us are faced with those kinds of energies that are so hard, that are so challenging to us, and that we do have to face them, and we have to face them in a different way rather than destructiveness. And we can call upon that energy inside of us.
Absolutely.
Sorry,
I get excited.
No, that's okay. I'm so glad that you agree. But it's really our connection to spirit. It's really our inner connection to source that can bring us different solutions, that can really help us to have the courage to move forward in our life. And I just feel very determined.
Okay, the listeners have to know. All right, first of all, Rochelle is an intuitive reader. But see, the exquisiteness of Rochelle is that She helps the question, when people ask questions, she can help you find that which is subconscious, help you become aware of it. And I tell you, awareness is 75% of this game of evolution. In awareness, we could never do to ourselves, i.e., the numbing of drugs or sex or money or food or whatever it is that we numb ourselves with.
Mm-hmm.
You could not do that to yourself if you were consciously aware that it was happening. It is from a subconscious place that that happens. I know I was a drug addict for 12 years. Mm-hmm. And so the beauty of Rochelle being here with the incredible energy and experience with her sister, this is going to be a powerful evening, my friends. Okay, I have people with hands up. Are you open to taking a call?
Well, absolutely. Let's do it.
Okay, you rock, Rochelle. Okay. All right, I have. Thank you. Okay, I'm going to do this one. 831.
Hello?
Hi, is this 831? Yes?
Yes, okay. Great. I'm so glad you clicked on me. I'm like typing 831 here.
Yes, okay. What's your number? I mean, what's your name?
My name is Christina.
Okay, you're on the air with Rochelle.
Hi, thank you. Thank you so much for taking my call, and I'm just so happy to have found this show, and I'm really blessed to have gotten through. You guys have such wonderful energy, and to the guest co-host who I was going to ask a question to, thank you so much for, you know, taking my call as well as all the other people that you help. It's just an honor to be able to be on the other end and to be able to ask a question. So thank you very much.
My pleasure. Please go.
Okay, the question I had is last night, and I'm not sure, hopefully I'll ask it the right way. I have come out of the closet, so to speak. I actually died when I was 12 and had an amazing, amazing, amazing near-death experience. And I was confused, and there was an angel with me with such a loving voice who told me that the truth was in the light, and that everyone who passes comes through this light, because I actually just lost my nephew last Monday. He committed suicide, and I have been trying to be there for my sister, and, you know, I'm grieving too, but I know that he's in a better place. I know that he's happy and that he's not suffering. So I just wanted to give you my condolences. Did I hear you correctly? Did you say that you lost your sister 2 days ago?
Thank you so much. I so appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome. Because sometimes I think a lot of people are afraid to bring that up or to say anything, and I just want to say, you know, I'm sending you love and light, and I know that I don't know you, but I feel that we're all connected, and I just wish you lots, you know, I hope that you're doing well, and, you know, my prayers are with you, and I'm just sending you some good energy as well, and I'm very sorry.
Thank you so much, and sorry for your loss as well.
Oh, thank you. Well, my question is, while I'm coming out of the closet, I've always been able to sense spirits, but I would be so afraid that I would turn it off or try to or not acknowledge it, or my family would muzzle me. But I'm in a place now where I'm just really open, and whatever is going to happen, I'm trying to erase old fears. And anyway, last night I was putting away my children's clothes, and all of a sudden the light, and everyone was sleeping in the house, and the light in the bedroom went really, really bright, like it was going to explode, and then really dim to where I couldn't see my hand in front of me, and then light dim, and I said, okay, somebody was trying to get my attention last night. I was wondering, do you know who that might have been? Because they also opened the door in the hallway, turned the door handle, and I said, if you're from God, you're welcome. And if you're not, if you're anything negative, then you need to leave. But if you are from spirit, and if you're a good energy, how can I help you? But that was all that had happened. Do you know who it was that's trying to get a hold of me?
So what I do is I don't necessarily use my intuition just to let people know, but what I do is I connect with my guides. And what they do is they bring forth energy and for me to identify, and they will also bring through words. So I literally hear words from my guides.
Okay.
So that's beautiful.
What they have, thank you. So let's see what they have to say. In
okay.
that your being is moving into a transitional period in which you're going to be caught between two different worlds. Now, this may feel like a rock and a hard place. That's the energy that I'm getting along with their words. In that, what will now happen and occur is that your being is going to further make choices, develop choice. I got writing as an energy. I got book as an energy. In making determinations as to career development and choice. So what is being shown to you is your quickened development with guides on the other side, which are three, and your being is also moving into a period, one of them is Native American, wherein your being, it feels like almost being pushed to take up their particular suggestions, they always suggest, to your being to move further out and develop your particular skills clairvoyantly and as a healer in the public market. So you're being told in quite a concrete manner and way that you have strength and value in your particular skills and that you already understand and know that the people who have passed on to the other side are not quite ready yet to connect to you. So it's not about their particular connection. It is about your connection with your own particular guidance that is being showed forth right here.
Wow.
Correct. Okay.
Wow, I've been feeling like I'm actually writing a book about all my paranormal experiences, and I
there
don't want any.
Go.
The only reason is to heal, guide, support, and validate. And I've been working on it for a couple of years, and I've had over 65 different experiences on all different levels, and I feel like driven to write. And I'm telling you, when I write, I feel 5 minutes went by, and it's been 5 hours, and I feel this brings so much joy, and I have been saying out loud, I would love to write. And to be able to support myself through that, but that's not the reason. That would be like the cherry. The
yeah,
only
but that's
reason
okay
is
to want to get paid for this stuff. That don't feel guilty about currency flowing through you. Don't feel
another
guilty
thing
about
is
that.
Healing people, crossing people over.
Absolutely.
I'm doing auras. If I see someone not aware that they're gone and if I can help them, I have been saying, I want to sample it all. Because one time 8 months ago, I said, I would like to know what this waking vision is all about. I have dreams that either are a symbol or they come true. And I said, I would like to know what this would be about. I said it out loud, not thinking for 1 second that anyone was listening. 8 days later, and in the middle of me doing dishes, I have a waking vision, like a movie playing.
Oh,
I don't
wow.
see my living room anymore. This person shows up. The person goes to jail. And then after that, it showed me this person in a coffin. Now, to me, I thought, okay, it could be the goodbye of his old ways. So he's sort of a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, kind of always in trouble. Goodbye, maybe a new beginning, or literally it could mean death. 8 days later, this person showed up. 8 days after he showed up, he went to jail. It's been 8 months later.
Look at the eight showing up, too. 8 days,
yeah,
8 days,
well, I don't know what
8 months.
Eight means.
Well, eight's
yes,
infinity,
yes.
isn't it? Eight's in, I don't, well,
yes.
Rochelle, what, let me shut up. Sorry, you're the reader here. My bad.
But it's 100% accurate. You are 100%, like, wow, because I was feeling, are these my guides trying to say hello? I said, listen, if you're my angels, if you're my guide, talk to me. I'm here. I'm not really sure. And I kept hearing, be silent, be still, meditate. Be silent, be still, meditate. And I'm like, but can't you just talk to me right now? I mean, but, and then there, you know, I could feel, I hear a movement. I mean, I can still hear that angel, her loving voice when I was a little girl, comforting me and explaining so lovingly. And I thought, could I hear your voice? Or I'm here, I'm ready, but whenever you guys want to do this, I'm just going to write like crazy. And I have little children, and I said I'd love to do a radio show maybe in a couple of years, because right now I'm healing. I'm here lying in my bed with tubes hanging out of me from a, I had a botched C-section. They removed part of my stomach. I had a hernia. And so I'm like, this is the perfect opportunity. My kids are with their grandparents. I have the next 3 weeks where I can have my laptop, finally put my book completely together. I've got all the research in there, and say, guys, if there's anything you want to say to me, guide me. I'll dictate.
Well, they have done it. Listen, love, I don't mean to cut you short, but clearly Rochelle confirmed this. I just have other callers, so I'm going to grab other callers so they can feel the joy that you're feeling through Rochelle's work, too.
Wow, can I still listen in?
Of course, of course. You want to listen in through the phone?
Thank you so much.
You want to listen in by the phone?
Yes.
No problem. I won't hang up on you. I'm just going to mute
you.
Thank you,
love and light.
Oh,
okay,
love and light,
you.
Beautiful. You're so welcome. Okay. All right, so
And I just wanted to say to you that I really appreciate you sharing your story about that you were a drug addict for, did you say 13 years?
12 years, yeah.
12 years.
Yeah.
And you pulled yourself out of that.
I did indeed.
So
and there's a huge thing to know that, from my perspective, what's happening today is the shadow side of life is not here. It doesn't have to kick your ass once you understand that everybody has a shadow side of life.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, because I always used to say, and I promise, caller, I'm going to get to you. I always used to say, like, watch children. When children will fart, children will pick their nose, children will do, quote, unquote, all the things etiquette that, quote, unquote, we're not supposed to do and they're wrong, but they do it and they laugh and they giggle. And I go, once it's something that everybody does, how could it be something wrong?
Right.
In other words, it's a human experience. It's not a gender experience. You know, men can belch and women can, and this one can fart, but this one, you know, it's like too many rules and restrictions. Once we start looking at our dark sides and why we went to the dark side, or why we're having shadow aspects of ourselves, we can then literally love that part of us.
Mm-hmm.
Such a powerful experience. Okay.
It is.
It is. Oh, Rochelle, I'm loving you. You rock, sister. Okay, and I know who this is. The next caller is my good friend Trish, who's my go-to girl. She's running the chat room, and she absolutely wanted to participate with a question with you. Welcome, Trish.
Can you hear me?
Hi,
we can hear you, babe.
Okay. I have actually a couple of questions.
Well, just start with one, because I got to see how many. If we get right now, there's nobody else waiting, so we're good.
Okay. Well, I do have someone in the chat room who might be interested in having a read. Is that possible?
Absolutely. But you go first. But
okay.
Just start with one question for now.
Okay. I have a question. I tend to sometimes be a little OCD with food, as I'm sure some others are. And my question is, I would love to know what my connection is and why I have a hard time just releasing this energy and this issue.
Okay, what's your
issue.
First name?
My first name is Tricia.
Tricia. Okay, Trisha. Okay, let's see. In that, your being is, of course, self-medicating in regards to mother. Now, I got abuse as an energy. Now, because we're in a public space, I'm not going to go into details. In that, your being wishes for more nurturance and love regarding past situation, and I got abandonment as an energy. And there's details about that, but we're not going to go into that right now. In that, your being was placed in, it feels like a secondary position. It feels like put on hold is the energy, and placed, almost held back in this kind of secondary position, on hold position, for much of early life. So your early training was also a part of what occurred, in that your being was forced into a position of starvation. Now, this is metaphorical starvation.
Oh, wow.
This is starvation emotionally, in which your being, again, was placed on hold. Now, when I say on hold, it's almost like I'm seeing a picture of mother with her arm out, with her palm out, saying, don't come closer. On hold in that position. This is an emotional distance in a place that is distanced from mother. Don't come closer was the message. So that your being is now being placed, okay, interesting phrase of words, being placed in a position by yourself that is creating distance for yourself emotionally through eating. Now, what is going to occur is, of course, your being is going to come closer eventually. So they're making a prediction because you truly want and wish healing to occur. I got abandonment as an energy for yourself. So your being is going to put yourself in a position where, this is an emotional position, you are closer to your own emotions. This is going to bring up much for you in terms of anger, sadness, and grief in that order. And therefore, your being is going to resist a temptation to fulfill this emotional emptiness through dietary means. Now, I'm also getting husband energy or significant other energy in that your being also is going to move in a different emotional position in terms of people. It feels like an adjustment will occur and is occurring in terms of people that you are connected to as well. So we see many upcoming changes for you that are quite positive. So do not be concerned here regarding the eating itself. Look closer at the emotions that occur behind the eating, that are surrounding the eating itself, and begin to really focus in on how you are feeling. Much of the time there is an impulsive decision here.
Absolutely.
Regarding what it is that you want and wish to eat, without thought of how you are feeling when you are, it feels like, making the behavior happen or when the behavior is occurring. So beginning to truly look at your emotional stance is quite imperative here, because without that knowledge and recognition consciously, then your being will continue the unconscious act, and your being truly wants, at this particular point, and I feel like you are at a crossroads in many regards to other situations in your life, which we can't go into here, that are going to change for you. So, yes, begin to take a look in that direction is the solution.
Rochelle, that was awesome.
That was really.
That was awesome.
So many things that T. Goldie and I have kind of talked about.
Rochelle, you just don't know. You just tag teamed me like you just don't know.
Yeah, time.
That's great.
Oh, you're exquisite.
That was exquisite. That was great. That
God
was awesome.
Bless mighty guides. It always comes through them.
Indeed. Now, Trish, what I want to do is let's get the woman in the chat room. Let's get her question, and then if we have time, we can come back and do another question for you.
Oh, no, that was my other question, was Sunflower is in the chat room.
Yes. What is her question?
Hold on.
Or just ask Sunflower, can you type your question?
I am. Is she still here? Yep, she's still in the chat room.
Yep. So, in the meantime, okay, and I'm going to put you on hold for now, okay? Oh, no, you stay on. You stay on. You're good.
I'll mute when she answers me my question.
There
she
you go.
Gives
okay.
me the question, I'll tag in.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Cool. Thanks, Rochelle.
Oh, well, you're welcome.
So, Rochelle, while we're waiting for the chat room question, okay, you're exquisite because, I mean, of course, the woman that you just answered for, Tricia, she's like one of my dearest friends, so, you know, I knew certain things behind the question that you didn't, but boy, your answer was clearly,
it had clarity. It was, and I know the caller before was also extremely excited. She was writing in the chat room of, you know, that you're amazing. So,
oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. It's from the guides. They tend to be energetic, what I think of as energetic psychologists, and I really think it's through my own process of healing through my life and through my master's in social worker and working as a therapist for a number of years that they've just developed a process of being able to tune into people, and I'm able to focus them in such a manner and way that they're able to, I believe, accurately read people's energy and develop solutions for them that are energetically. And I've got stories behind that that would pretty much astound people.
Really? Because, I mean, it makes sense. It's almost like your journey simultaneously, what was happening to you within the physical world, which is the therapy work, and then the journey of the metaphysical world is uniting in that your ability to give readings from, I keep saying wholeness, from a whole perspective, it is divine.
Well, thank you. And it is divine. It is from source, and it is from those energies on the other side. And I really appreciate what you just said and your understanding of that, because that's basically how it takes place. They really do heal in a multidimensional manner, and that's what my astounding stories are about, because I've, through the guides and through their experiences with what they give in terms of what I call energetic prescriptions, which are basically energies that people can focus in on, either through different series of meditations or different kinds of visualizations or a combination of meditations and visualizations and affirmations, et cetera, through those combined efforts of what they see in terms of someone's energy and in terms of what they can offer through their particular solutions, people have physically heard cracks.
Wow! I resonate because I have heard booms.
Yeah,
sonic booms is what I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's when you literally bust a membrane.
That's correct.
Yeah, into a new level of awareness.
Yes. That's exactly what they do.
Do you know that they're talking about that? This is science is catching up with us, because the whole string theory is starting to actually no membranes, 11 dimensions, and things of that. So science and metascience are starting to actually blend. It's very exciting.
It's about time.
Exactly. It's great.
I saw something on last night. It was the 6 degrees of connection.
Oh, fabulous.
On the Science Channel, and I thought, okay, well, this is old news. But it was very interesting, because at least they're coming up with some kind of science that actually is recognizing that there is a framework out there that's called a matrix that really does connect us all together.
Absolutely.
And it is really very present, and it's very much alive.
Exactly. It's alive. Yes.
It is alive. It is an energetic force out there. And that's how my guides operate. They look at those particular energies, and they help people focus in on the energies of the solution themselves.
Yeah.
And they literally have broken through and heard it in a physical
exactly.
manner.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's actually heard within the being. It's not like somebody outside of you. It's an inner experience. But my friends, the inner experience is what all the outer represents.
Yeah.
It's not change the outer and I'll feel better. Feel better. The outer will change.
That's right. That's right. And I'm so thankful that you said that, because there's so much information that I believe is quite false out there in terms of how we create our reality from the inside out. And it looks pretty, and it's designed to be a product.
Right.
And it's just not that way. There's so much information that, unfortunately, is quite false in regards to the law of attraction.
Yeah.
And it really is about the law of relationship. And it's not that the law of attraction doesn't have some very credible information within it.
Right.
It's just, but it is about more, I believe.
It's a beginning of understanding. It is not the end all to be all. It's not a matter of put a red Corvette up on a picture and you're going to see one, you know, in a matter of days in your driveway. Because see, the only thing I have trouble with the law of attraction is it really focused so much on the physical, and it was denouncing feelings, emotion, awareness, consciousness, mm-hmm. things of real depth.
Right, exactly. It really is about our inner relationship with who we really are, healing that relationship, and therefore healing the relationship we have with Source, and that's what breaks through everything. That's when you hear the cracks.
Absolutely. Okay,
Goldie.
Yes, I see the question.
I have two questions. Sunflower?
Okay, do one at a time. Just do Sunflower.
Okay, her first name is Julie.
Hi, Julie.
She's not on the line.
She can hear, though. She can hear.
Right.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Her question is, she's asking about her cellular memory. She said that she feels like she has the need to remember something.
Okay, let's find out here. So I just do a small mantra before I begin. I call in my guides and angels, and I mostly do it silently, just so people know that I'm doing that. Okay, let's find out.
Okay.
In that, her being should know there are several different instances. It feels like regarding father, regarding abuse, and it feels like in almost like a dream state or a vague memory that needs to be understood by her as not her own, but of his. His being had recall of many different instances of abuse. Now, I got abandonment energy again. Now, since we're on the radio, I won't go into detail.
Okay.
In regards to horrific circumstances.
Oh.
Now, when they're saying horrific, it's almost war, I want to say, something large, but it's not coming in clear, and I suspect it's not coming in clear because it wasn't clear for him. He didn't make it clear for some reason, but it is horrific, and it feels large. Okay, so let's see. Now, it could be ancestral, too, and maybe that's why it's not coming in clear, perhaps concentration camps. Hold on just a second. I'm still reading that energy. Anyway, it feels large. So let's continue. She has an ability to be able to sense and read emotional energy. She's an empath. Now, when they're talking about she, they're talking about, of course, the person who has the question or the client. Exactly.
Okay.
So that her being has an ability to be able to pick up, read that energy quite clearly and design a response inside of her that is emotional. Now, that's not quite clear to me, so I want them to continue.
Okay.
In other words, she has an emotional recognition or a response that feels like memory to her, but it's actually a sensory response and impulse to be empathic to and toward the situation. Now, this could not just be a family situation. We are talking about people in general she comes into contact with, that she has this kind of sense, this empathic sense that is subconscious that leads her into almost like a reverie or a dream state or a meditative state in which she can feel emotions. So that is her particular psychic ability. Now, what is happening here is that her being is becoming more aware of her particular sensitivity. So this event, in other words, this happening that she is describing, is happening more often now than ever before. So her being is in this process of developing this particular gift. I'm going to say, for lack of a better term, I would call her a psychic healer.
Wow.
And we'll stop there.
Okay. Let me, I muted Trish because she was having a coughing fit.
I'm sorry.
I muted you, so don't worry about it. Okay, now wait a minute. We have a caller, so let's take the caller, and then we'll take the next chat room person.
Awesome.
Okay, so I'm going to mute you and get to the caller. Okay, I am on 203. Oh, I know who this is. Hi, Jules.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you, Jules. Rochelle, Jules.
It's nice
Hi,
to
Jules.
Meet you. I'm
like
laughing hysterically at that last reading because I'm going, oh, no, did she pick me up? I shouldn't even be on here.
Oh, of course you should be. We're having an amazing show. Welcome to an amazing show.
Well, thank you. I'm
How
glad to be
you?
Here.
Yeah. You have a question?
Oh, I was thinking about that. Do I have a question? No, actually, I don't have a question at all.
Oh.
I just would love to hear something interesting.
Okay, I'm going to leave you on then and then go to the chat room.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, love. All right. Trish, you can come back on. And
can you hear me?
I can.
Call her a psychic.
Okay.
I hear me.
I did too. That was a weird delay.
Exactly. That was a weird delay.
I heard
all
the same thing.
I muted you. So
you
got to
turn your speaker down.
Let's take the caller and then we'll take
okay,
the
wait
it's not. It's not.
I got to mute you, Trish.
Okay, so
oh, it's Jules. I got
you.
Whew, I'm hearing way too much of us.
203. Oh, who is this? Hi, Jules. Can you hear me?
Who is 334?
Rochelle, Jules.
Excellent.
Hi, Jules.
Okay, wait.
I'm laughing hysterically.
Okay, I'm muting everybody for a second, except me and you, Rochelle. Holy moly, is that multidimensional, though? Wow.
That's very interesting, that echo, huh?
Well, okay, listeners, what you got to do is if you're on the phone, you got to turn your computers down because there's, I don't know if it's a 20 or 30 second delay. But whoo, Goldie was hearing way too much Goldie out there. Okay, so here's what I'm going to do. I am going to take caller from the 334 area code. Please turn down the volume of your computer.
It is done.
Okay, 334?
Yes.
Okay, hi. What's your first name?
First name is Queen.
Queen. Oh, beautiful name. Queen Rochelle. Rochelle Queen.
Hi, Queen.
Hi, how are you?
I'm really good. How are you doing?
I am wonderful.
I feel great.
I'm full of wonder. I was reading your information, and I would like to know what my specific gifts are.
Okay, let's see.
Okay, I'm going to mute you, Queen, okay?
That's
this
fine.
Way. Okay, thanks. Okay, go
in
right.
That there are several that are involved here. Now, this is interesting. Okay, thank you. So I got what I was responding to is gypsy energy, Romanian energy. Let's see what we have here. Traveling energy, caravan energy. Hold on just a second. I want to say the old arts of palm reading, tarot cards. Hold on just a second. Dancing. Hold on. I'm just seeing all these things. Okay, thank you. Okay. So that what is occurring with her also that is quite significant is that she's beginning to realize there are several, not just one. I got clairvoyant energy in that her being has the gift of gold.
Oh.
Interesting phrasing of words, and I don't understand what they mean. Let's find out. The gift of gold in being able to forward information from future to present time that helps people accelerate to present time. Talk about multidimensional. It's very
awesome.
Yeah, it's like bringing in very clearly a future happening from someone. Let's say they're going to win money.
Good choice, bro.
Yes, good choice. It sounds like a fun thing to do, okay? So a fun thing to experience. So it feels like you have this ability to be able to tell them that and simultaneously accelerate that happening from the future to present time, which is very interesting to me. Okay, so that this particular ability can also be used in healing. Now, that's interesting. Healing an illness, for example, accelerating a person's situation, healing situation, and they're just giving me the energy and allowing me to feel that simultaneously. So that's why I'm hesitating. I'm feeling the energy.
Awesome.
In which they're able to be present with the healing occurrence at one time. Now, this is quite specific. This ability can aid in healing very significant illnesses. We're speaking of cancer. We're speaking of AIDS. We're speaking of many kinds of what people would call dangerous, life-threatening illnesses. You have this particular ability. Now, what occurred previously in many other lives, now they're jumping around in terms of time, many other lives, is that your being had an ability as medical officer. Interesting. Army energy is coming through.
Oh, interesting. Okay. I was wondering what medical officer was. Okay.
Hold on just a second. I want to say, I'm going to say World War One, and English. And your being had this ability to be able to diagnose someone on the medical field in the war zone very quickly, very, very quickly, and prioritize who needed treatment right away, who was the first to go in for the operation. Now, this is of significance because in that lifetime, you concretely, meaning in third dimensional reality, aided people's healing in a time-related manner, in an accelerated manner. So in this lifetime, you metaphorically have this same ability and gift, but in psychic terms or in psychic energies of being able to accelerate and pull in their healing for them is correct. Now, you know already that you have this gift of animal communication, and you've had this ability. I got dog energy for quite a long time, cat energy, secondary energy is coming in, and your being also has the gift of being able to sense when someone is going to pass or to cross over and speak or communicate as and like a physical medium in being able to speak to those who have passed on. So you either see or sense their presence. And your being also has the great gift of gab. Now, interesting phrase of words. Let's see what they mean here. In that you have an ability to be able to teach. Intuitive development. This means, meaning intuition, which they define differently than perhaps what some other people might define intuition as. They define intuition as following spiritual prompts, listening to the prompts of spirituality and the directions that synchronicity puts forth in front of you.
Wow.
So you have this ability to be able to push people into their path in strong way. So that is the energy is a nutshell.
Oh, my, that's a lot.
As to what you have at this particular time. But there's more to come in terms of your development. It's not over yet.
Okay, and the only thing that I would love to add, if you're okay with it, Rochelle?
Uh-huh.
I just want to add that my latest understanding of my own awareness is that time is not about seconds, minutes, and hours.
Mm-hmm.
Time is about coming to an awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And so, because for me, when I got that she has the ability to accelerate a healing, she has the ability to help people become aware. And as they become aware, the self-healing process begins.
That's cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, wow, Queen, that was a truly hot read. And there's other people that need reads, so we're going to move on. And I am going to go to, let's see, the chat room. Hi, Stevie. I see you. okay, Hooney, I'm not sure. Let me bring up Trish because she's been kind of monitoring the chat room. Where is Trish's phone number? Okay, Trish, if you can, as quickly as possible so we can get as many callers in as we can.
Absolutely.
Or questions.
Her name is Alice. Are you there?
We're here.
Okay, her name is Alice.
Okay.
And her question is, do you see me taking a trip soon? And if so, will the trip be successful?
Good job, baby.
Welcome.
I'm muting you, babe.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay. In that, we see several delays. I got decisions at once, and then I got delays as an energy. In that, her being is making choices, and I got cruise as an energy, and making decisions regarding, it feels like I'm getting tropical energy, so I'm seeing palm trees, and is beginning to sense some other direction of interest coming in. So I got Middle East, and then I get Egyptian energy.
Wow.
So her being is making different choices in regards to priorities in terms of what she wants to do, and her outlying, I want to say, cash flow in regards to making it come true or occur. We are going to suggest to her being that she wait for a while. This is not a long while. This is to make certain. It feels like that she, that the energy is to get things lined up. This is to make certain that she has her interests prioritized in the manner and way that feels comfortable for her, that feels safe for her, and that she wants to do. So the answer is correct. There is trip, but not as soon as she would want is correct. Okay?
Okay. That was hot. Wow.
Okay.
Your reads are amazing. By the way, Queen said you rocked it, Rochelle. You rocked it.
Oh,
okay.
Well, God bless the guides.
Yeah. Well, and God bless a person, because I truly believe your clarity, your humbleness and humility, not in the negative the way we used to look at humbleness, but in the ability to just allow ego to step aside so clarity can come through.
Thank you.
Yes. Kudos to you, my friend.
Well, I appreciate that because I do work hard to be clear with my own life.
Indeed, and I know.
Yeah.
I sense that from – I sense clarity. And you got it from the first day we talked on the phone, my friend. Okay, we're going to get another caller in. So, okay, 718, if you have your computer on, please turn it down. You're on the air. You're on the phone. Hi, what's your name?
Hi, my name is Celine.
Celine, okay, Celine, ask your question to Rochelle.
I kind of tuned in late, first of all, but I like to know what is my theme in life. And
okay, let's find out.
Okay, and I'm going to mute you just so you know. It makes it easier for me.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, mm-hmm. Let's see. There are several. The priority is making relationship work. That is the major energy. Now, I got abuse as an energy. Now, because we're in a public show, we're not going to go into the details here, but that is simultaneously what I just got, making relationships work, in that her being has forlorn identity. Now, let's see what this means. in that her being longs for a stronger sense of self, soul connectedness, and who she is. She wants to come home and be in love with herself and in life. But oftentimes what occurs is that she finds this sense of comfort and satisfaction whipped away from her, as though somehow she cannot get what she truly longs for and wants to have occur in her life. So, of course, there are many issues surrounding this particular main priority that need recognition and continuing development of healing for her. But do not despair, because your energy continues to call for home. You still want that particular need met. You still want that type of satisfaction. So because you want that type of satisfaction, you are quite motivated to move into the area of healing and looking more intently at your particular energetic blocks. And once these blocks begin to shift, I got husband as an energy or significant other as an energy, your being is going to move into strong gift as an return to the energy that has become shifted and moved due to your decision to unblock your flow to satisfaction, to wholeness in terms of what you want. You get, in the end, what it is you want.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow. I love the optimism. I love it.
They're always empowering. God bless the guides, but they always...
Indeed. Well, because you know what? Once we become more aware of our multidimensional aspects, we would all become more optimistic, because there's nothing that we are not. It's just a matter of tuning into it.
Right. It's just a matter of tuning into that energy, and it automatically flows to you because of that tuning into.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's that being aware that that energy exists.
Exactly.
And once you even focus in on that particular energy, like, I just wanted to talk for a minute, if we have time, on multidimensional,
please.
On multidimensional healing, there is such a thing. So, for example, in my own life, I have experienced those energetic cracks for me, as well as my clients. So, for example, one time for many months, my guides were giving me the energy of ancestors. Now, does that make sense? No.
Right. Well, there's more. You needed to know more.
There's just the energy of ancestors. Now,
right.
For most of my life, my mother had told me that my ancestors just didn't want me, that there was no connection, all of this stuff.
Oh.
And interestingly enough, I had lost contact with my niece, Katrina, because of drugs and alcohol, the same kind of issues.
Okay.
So she began to heal, and unknowingly to me, she was trying to get in touch with me. So I'm getting my nails done in a nail shop and focusing in on ancestor energy, which my guides told me to focus in on.
Okay.
And I did, and I'm just feeling that inner experience inside of me, and I literally heard a crack with my physical ears.
Right.
And the shifts emotionally, it was first shame and then sadness. It just fell out of my body. And I, at that moment, I instantly recognized that my ancestors wanted me. I go home, and there on my door is a card from a private investigator from my niece, who had been trying to get a hold of me for a year.
Wow.
Yes.
See, and the beauty of that is it's everything's kind of working together. Even see, the beauty of your gifts, of your personal gifts, is see, it's and I know I'm all over the place. I apologize. When I get excited, I am so scattered. It's like the AA mantra: you can't heal that which you're not aware of.
Mm-hmm.
So the awareness is so much a part of the healing. And once you're aware that you're in healing mode, then when you're having the feelings like shame or guilt or pain and abandonment, you're in a much stronger space to allow yourself to feel them because it's in the feeling that they're released. It's when we're not aware of them, when we're feeling them, they're kicking our butts. But when we're aware of them, we're feeling them to let them go.
That's exactly right. And what happens is that, as you know, and as my poor sister tried, I suppose, to know in some way in her mind
right.
that she needed to feel. And
yes.
Some part of her knew that because she worked so diligently to numb herself.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
So once we really begin to focus in on our own ability to feel, and I had known that from my own therapy for a number of years
right.
about my feelings, but it wasn't enough. It wasn't until I really focused in on that ancestor energy. So it's a combination of allowing myself to feel those emotions, knowing what had been said to me by my mother, and connecting to another energy provided to me by Source that allowed me to heal. That is multidimensional healing.
That is multidimensional. You're right on, Rochelle. You're right on. All right, we're gonna take another caller. Just so you know, because I see Joanne from Colorado has a question, and just so you know. If the show ends, I've already seen this on Blog Talk Radio, if Rochelle is in the middle of a read, we'll go off the air, but the phone lines will and the chat room will stay on. It'll just be I'm not broadcasting anymore. So we can at least conclude that read because
okay.
we have 4 minutes until the show ends. So
okay.
Joanne is from Colorado, and her question is, I see it in the chat room, is there anything special Steve and I can do to be help here? And also maybe make a little spending money.
Okay, let's see.
I'm not sure where Steve is from.
In that, you can begin to think more in terms of a broader perspective of what jobs are presently out there. In other words, why be choosy? This isn't about, meaning this question or this time period isn't about making choices for longevity or long-term situations.
Oh,
this
wow.
is about meeting goals at present moment. So do not be concerned here about satisfaction. And I got the sense of a garden center, working with dirt, perhaps a nursery, a farm. All of those energies came in. This is not about satisfaction. I also got the sense of working with the hands. This is more about fulfilling perhaps an experience that is desired. So begin to think about experiences that you would like to try out, that you would like to experiment with rather than fulfilling long-term desires. That is a strongly different goal than the one that you have currently. So begin to think in terms of what you would like to experiment with, in terms of experiences, fun, play, and what you would like to do for fun. Think of it in that terms. Now, when your inner perspective changes and shifts, of course your outer expectations will then become fulfilled. It's going to occur in short order. That's the prediction. So just assume that inner position and the outer experience will automatically shift is correct.
Outstanding. Okay. You know, that's so, It's living in the moment, isn't it? Following the joy of the soul and living in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
It will bring us more than planning ever brought to us. At least in this now energy. You know, the energy right now is so different than it was even 2 years ago. I mean, from a multidimensional
right.
point of view, but even in the physical plane, it is so high. Joanne just said, great and right on. I mean, it's so about living in the moment and trusting that it's one eternal fluid moment. It's not about planning years ahead. It's about every awareness of the moment expands the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's
difficult
exactly
to...
That's right. And I love the way that you put that. I think that's great because I've tried to actually capture that, what you just said, in a book.
Oh.
And I was able to describe it moment by moment, but I think it's very interesting the way that you're talking about it because that exactly is what happens is that these energies like build and peak into a moment and then they begin to deplete from that moment, just like a dream state.
Exactly, exactly.
And that's how we can accelerate a lot of what we call multidimensional healing is just allowing us to feel our particular experiences without blocking them and shift from those moments to moments.
Exactly. Because, I mean, I forget who it was. Maybe it was Eckhart Tolle. He's like, the moment never changes. Just what's happening in the moment is what's changing.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's about kind of pulling the plug on what we consider time and start being in the essence of it, the flow of is.
Mm-hmm. The flow of is, I love
the
it.
The flow, and I swear we sound like we're little nursery school kids playing here, and yet it's the most highest divine wisdom we could share right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's so amazing how everything is turned upside down. Rochelle, you are absolutely exquisite. I am so very blessed. And my fans and everybody, listeners out there, listen, she's going to be a returning guest. Yay! Rochelle comes back. You are exquisite. And all of us, and I know this, all of us send our love to you in the times that we mourn. And I really know, too, that she'll connect with you. And my guess is, like my mom died of cancer, would never let me do hands-on healing, wouldn't let me bring her to the woods. She was very much, you know, it's Western medicine. And yet, in her passing, I've spoken to other people that she's like, can you help me now? You know, I should have listened then, and I'll listen now. And it's like, of course I'll help you now. They're just non-physical. They're not non-existent. They're just non-physical now.
Yeah.
So, mwah! You rock.
Oh, thank you. That's so sweet. Thank you so much, Goldie. I really appreciate it.
Oh, Rochelle, my absolute pleasure. And just so you know, you had everybody who had a reading in the chat room tonight said you're remarkable. She is remarkable.
Thank you.
You're most welcome. You're a very blessed woman.
God bless the guides. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you. And I will be in touch with you soon because we're going to book you again.
Okay, thank you so much, and you just have a great night, and thank you everybody out there for your support and listening, and I so appreciate it.
Oh, wait a minute, where can they find you? Gosh, guys, I need to, you have a website? Do you have any kind of, anything going on that you want to plug?
Well, I do have a website. I'm on, I'm the feature channel for ShirleyMcLean.com, so you can find me there.
Okay.
You can find me on RochelleSparrow.com.
Okay.
You can find me on MySpace.com/RochelleSparrow. Let's see, I'm going to be in Atlanta, Georgia, June 5th, 6th, and 7th at an event called Through the Veil. I will be speaking and seeing people in person there.
Oh, wonderful.
And also Haunted Con, which is going to be an event in Prescott, Arizona at the end of the September. That's all on my website.
Okay.
And I have many different kinds of events all in the works. So
okay.
I'm out there.
Do you do private readings?
Oh, yes.
Okay, because I'm sure people are definitely going to. Trish might even want to continue with her reading. The ones that had certain things that couldn't be said on the air, you can. Albert wants a private reading. Okay, well, Albert, I'm going to hook you up. We'll have you call her. You got it, Al.
Okay, and I'll also give out my phone number. It's
there you go.
Oh,
say that one more time.
602-430-6447, and I will get back to you. I probably won't get back to you this evening or over the weekend, but I do have appointments available next week, so I will get back to you.
There you go. Rochelle, many, but and truly we understand, too, you know, if this is a busy time because of family and everything that accompanies when somebody transitions. So,
yeah, all right.
Big hug to you. I am, you're just one of the, you're my sparkle. You're my sparkle. I'm so glad we met. Please give your assistant a great big hug for me because she connected us, and I'm grateful for that. I truly am.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you, everybody out there, and God bless you all. Thank you.
All right. Take care, Rochelle.
You too.
All right, listeners, we're going to end this. I thank everybody for calling in, for listening. I thank Meryl Tinhanyani for sharing with us the wonderful Maitreya work. I thank Tricia, my exquisite go-to girl who ran the chat room, and my new friends, Joanne and Steve, and all you guys. We rock it. Oh, just so you know, next week, the show is moving to Thursday nights, 8 to 10 p.m., Thursday nights Eastern time, and we're going to stay at Thursday nights for the rest of the way. Too many of my guests had trouble doing the 5 o'clock Eastern time show time, so we're moving the day and we're moving the time. Thursday night at 8 o'clock we'll start. I love you guys. You rocked. Thank you for being a part of the show, and I will speak to everyone shortly. Bye!